For the fans.
For the fans. It's in there. Mm.
Oh, they love that sound. That gets the fans hyped. I talked to a fan last week.
A little ASMR.
They love that.
Okay.
Well. And people, folks at home, if you want to have a little drink with us, have a little drink with us. Come on the journey with us. Yeah.
Okay. Settling. Yeah.
I'm trying to make a whole experience.
Okay, the whole vibe, the setting. Okay, well, what are you drinking?
Anything that you can possibly imagine. I was thinking about saying what it was, but it's kind of limiting. If I was a viewer, I don't think I would want to be told. I'd want to be able to come up with my own
I don't want to be told because I'm like, what is that?
Peach mango.
Lie.
Oh, did I misread it? What is it?
Sparkling water. Original flavor. Nothing. Plain, boring, nothingness.
It could be anything,
What
though.
Are you drinking?
I'm drinking water. Hydrate. Mm. What are you drinking?
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
And folks, if you're listening at home, why don't, for the viewer participation, why don't you yell out right now?
What you're drinking.
Yeah. Just yell it out wherever you are.
Moment of silence for them.
It'll be a funny little joke for you.
Shut up.
People
Moment
around
of
you,
silence.
And people around you will think that you're really cool and funny.
Have you heard of dirty sodas?
Yes.
Jalen's been drinking dirty soda.
It's what basically just mixed
with like
syrups.
Heavy cream. Right? It's soda Creams. And then like heavy cream and like
a syrup. Like for flavoring, like cherry or vanilla or kicking.
What was punching. It? What was it called?
Dirty soda.
Dirty
soda.
It's kind of what Mormons have.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Because they can have their
can't caffeine. They can have caffeine but not coffee. I forgot. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
Yeah, because they get their sodas.
I'm looking that up.
The Mormon wife.
Search it up. I've watched plenty of episodes. I am
a
Mormon.
She is a Mormon
wife.
Okay,
all
right, at this point.
Their hair does look fucking stunning. Sorry, I said the F word.
On the
I say that
word
so much.
Okay.
I don't
get just had to...
That's badass. Honestly, that's pretty badass. That's what makes a podcast cool.
Cussing?
Yeah. Saying the bad words.
I just feel like I'm not good at not cussing. I'm never in a situation where I can't cuss. And I was a little nervous because last weekend, we were like hanging out with the baby. And I'm like, I'm weird with babies, first of all, because I don't like tickling them or touching them or, like,
really?
Being weird. Like, trying... It's
I'm
weird.
I'm a weirdo.
I hate being tickled so
yeah,
bad,
I wouldn't
so I'm like,
a
I'm
baby.
Not gonna tickle a kid. Like, that
oh.
is
yeah.
fucking weird as
Maybe
hell.
Maybe not a newborn.
I'm not gonna tickle
no, I'm
anyone,
gonna touch its
honestly.
Feet and hold its hand.
Yeah, I'll touch a little foot and be like, oh, little baby feet. No,
Maybe
no. Not the baby voice.
Oh, yes, I
hate
have to.
The baby
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there.
Sorry.
I hate it. And so I just talk to him, and I'm talking back, like, if I'm him, and I'm like, so, like, what do you think of this party? Like, how you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, like, this is fucking lame. Like, I'm gonna go, like, suck on my mom's tit and watch a movie. Like...
You did the voice for him?
Yeah. Like, but I was, like, cussing for him, and then I was like, oh, I don't know if I should be doing that. But I'm like, he's a baby. Like, he can't even talk yet. But then I was also hanging out with the other kids.
Word?
Huh?
Their first word?
I hope it's fuck.
Oh, come on.
I hope it's fuck.
I don't think that's possible.
That would be cool.
There has been kids with the first word.
Sure, okay, alright, it's possible.
Impossible.
At first I was like, nah, they only say certain sounds, but I guess fuck is in that range. They can say fuck.
Yeah.
Certain words they can't pronounce, probably.
Yeah. But I think it's funny. And then, yeah, around the kids, like, I don't know, I'm not around kids. Like, I don't have to wash my mouth that much. But I was trying not to cuss, and I kept being like, I would cuss, and then I would be like, oh, fuck, sorry, oh, shit. And then it would just, like, it's like I'm stimming cuss words.
When we were doing those photos with the
kids.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I
cussed. One of us cussed.
Yeah.
And your mom was like, shh.
How
like,
could
oopsies.
It? But I was on the trampoline. I got to jump on the trampoline with them.
Oh,
I was, like, doing a front handspring. Doing a front flip, doing my little tricks.
Couldn't do
it was
any
cool.
of that.
My toe can. Touch. Yeah.
Did you do that?
No.
I'm thinking about the cussing thing still. I'm like, that's pretty bullshit, honestly. Well, does it really matter? Because I remember being, like, with our mom, we'd be at a grocery store, and there'd be some teenage guy that would be like, fuck. And she'd be like, she'd get all pissed. Yeah, really? She'd get all pissed at people for cussing in public because there are kids around.
People are like that. I didn't know moms like that.
Bro, but isn't that like... Why does it really matter? Like, we thought it was funny.
Everybody
like,
cussed.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And we know, like...
We were at that age...
Like, we're not supposed to say that.
We're,
yeah, like,
we're, like, past that age, dude. I was like, we think that it's funny. Like, it's not...
Right. It's not like we're like, oh, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Exactly. Like, it doesn't even really... But she was, like... I remember she was, like, pissed at them really? For, like, cussing in public. Yeah.
People do that sometimes. Yeah, I guess a lot. But
why does it really matter?
And I don't
matter?
Really care like, if the kids around.
It's
like,
a preference
who cares?
A little bit.
I cussed at the pumpkin patch.
Oh.
And you guys were like,
well,
no, that's
that
a good
was a
point.
Church thing.
That was also in front
thing,
of a church.
And it was a kid thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't really give a fuck about the kids, but I'll try to be respectful at church. But also, I feel like, my God, like, we cuss.
Yeah.
Cussing
like,
is a sin.
No, it's just an expression. I used to think cussing was a sin for a long a sin.
Are
a
you
skin.
Serious?
I thought it was a sin for a long time, but I was like, I mean, I'm just a sinner. Like, that's true. Just how it is.
It's cursing.
Yeah. And it's like, as long as I didn't say, like, GD. Like,
I've
I still
said
feel like.
That plenty of times.
You
but
have,
I don't feel like that's.
Good.
Calling the God's name in vain. Is it? What does that even mean?
Just like you're saying, because you say that when you're like angry, like it's like in vain, because you're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beep. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, I still feel like I don't want to say that just because it feels like derogatory.
Oh my like, God, derogatory.
I feel
and,
like
but it doesn't even make sense. Like the
I...
wording, it's not like you're saying anything bad about God though. Like it doesn't even
yeah,
make
but you're just
sense.
Saying it because you're like angry. Like you're saying it when
but what if you're
like it's like in a bad way.
I'm gonna blast it on the podcast. Just hey guys at
whoa,
home.
Whoa, trigger warning.
Cover your ears for a second. Probably like 15 seconds unless you're an adult. And you can handle a couple of goddamn words. Yeah, see, but it wouldn't be as cool if you were angry about it and I was just saying it for free. It wouldn't do anything for me, but it's a good word. And look, I said it not in an angry way.
Yeah. But it was still like, I feel like if we're categorizing positive or negative, that was a negative way.
Is that as
way.
Bad as it gets, though?
No, if you're like mad and you like punch someone and you're like, ah, like.
That's probably worse.
Right, okay. Right. Like, you know, because then you're being violent with it.
Well, I was thinking.
Well, you're saying and you say the word too.
Gordon Ramsay with him screaming.
Does he say it?
No, when he screamed the
oh,
fat
maybe.
Mouth.
Yeah,
whatever.
Fat mouth. Shut your fat mouth, you little bitch, or something.
Yeah. You come over here, you fat mouth little bitch.
Yeah. Just, yeah, that's pretty crazy.
So specific. It sounded like fucking Chucky. Just going crazy.
We never went back to that either.
It's fine. We
Y'all
saw
never
the
go
good
back
ones.
To anything.
We and will then... Not yet, though. We'll make it around.
We will make it back around.
Mm-hmm. I think we will. Give us time.
Plenty of years ahead.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Hey.
Don't
say
that.
Don't take his name in vain.
I do say that.
Oh,
or I'll
well,
be like, Jesus.
You said it, though.
Jesus Christ.
Same thing.
Like Frank Gallagher. How does he say it?
Jesus Wait,
no.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I used to have one of those,
but I feel like,
those TikTok videos of all the different words or sayings that Frank says.
Yeah.
Got it. So
yeah,
stupid.
No, that's a good one. Alexa says it like that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like... I don't know. I didn't feel like that's as bad.
Yeah.
As you know.
Can I make more food?
Really? Yeah. Really?
I'll try to be fast.
Really?
I'll do it like a marathon. Like a
okay, well,
time
you can freaking chow down and we have this whole background noise. mm-hmm. the whole chomp, chomp, chomp. Time.
Listen, chomp, I, if chomp, the fans chomp. Listen, if the fans keep begging for me to come back on the show, which
when
they did.
When? They don't even know who you every are. Day. They're like, who is this talking
I literally
right
ran
now?
Into
Man
somebody. I ran into somebody on the street the other day, and they said that my podcast performance on the Burt podcast was the most life-changing experience of their life.
Lie.
I don't think that they were lying. I think they were telling the truth. That you should have seen this guy's eyes.
I think, like, he was, like, trying to tell you to, like, be like, dude, you're related to, like, the Burt girl.
You're, listen, this is my story.
The
you were
big
there.
Burp.
You didn't experience it. You
the
didn't see it.
Burp.
The big burp. That's what they call you. No. Burpy burp.
Burpy burp.
Burpy burp.
Big Bertha burp.
Oh my god.
I don't know what they call me.
Bitchin'y.
That's Bitchin'y. What y'all call me.
It's a pretty good one.
Our Netflix accounts, we all have.
No, don't tell them. Don't.
Bitchy Anna.
I don't want people to contact
Bichody.
Me on Netflix, though.
Bitchody? No, it's not. It's like Bitchody
yes,
420.
Oh my god, yes. It's like the
sex
longest.
Forever or something
yeah.
weird.
I'm getting my food real
yeah.
quick,
and
I'll
then
be
bitchin'y.
Back.
Oh my god, good. Get out. Get the fuck out. You're kicked off. You're kicked off for the day.
No, I'm not. The fans love it, though. They love this.
Get out.
I don't think they do. I'm not pausing it, you know?
Don't.
They're gonna be like, oh my god, that 5 minutes he was gone.
Was the best 5
god.
Minutes
yeah.
ever.
Yeah, jeez. with his freaking spoon hitting his bowl the whole damn time. Jeez. Couldn't eat before, couldn't eat after, gonna eat right in the middle. It's not even time to eat. It's 7.
He knows he eats at 8.
Yeah, exactly. So why are you eating right now?
I don't
fucking
know.
Bitch. God.
Talk about your week.
My week, what did I do? Oh, you know what? I didn't tell you all this. Well, he doesn't get to know because he's not here. I am going to try out for this job on Sunday.
What?
Yeah, they're having like a tryout introduction class.
Uh-huh.
And so I gotta go to that. I gotta be there at noon. And, yeah, it's like an hour-long class. And I got to pick my spot. I picked right next to the teacher. Isn't that scary? I was just like...
Kinda, I guess.
I'm like, I want
That's
this job so
fun.
Bad.
That
like,
so
I
fun.
Literally, it's like Bungie Fitness. You have to look it up. And literally, like, I just, my mom saw an ad on Facebook that they were hiring because they're about to open a new place, a new one. And it was like training, like, not necessary. Like, they're doing training. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, that looks like fucking fun. Like, I want to do that so bad just because. It looks so much fun, and, like, it's so, like, crazy, I feel like. So, yeah, but I'm a little nervous, because, like, tryout, like, that sounds scary. I feel like it's, like, cheer tryouts or something.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, there's 4 people in the class.
It's your auditions.
Yeah, literally, but I'm, like, it's good that it's, like, I'm not supposed to be coming with, like, any
yeah.
material. Like, I don't know.
You
I
just
want to
make sure you're trainable.
Right, yeah, and I'm, like, I
you
think
can follow
pretty,
instructions.
Yeah. But I'm like, right next to her, I feel like that's bold, but I was
yeah.
just like.
It would either be the front or the back of the class for me. I don't know. Maybe the middle?
I feel like second row. But then I was like,
I
want
to stand out, but not too much.
Yeah. I feel like I would want to be right behind her. But then at the same time, it's like, if I'm right behind her, like, she's going to be checking for everyone else because she knows that I have the best view. So I thought, right next to her. So I can watch what she's doing, and then she'll see me, like,
yeah,
doing it. And then also, like, then I can help. Like, if someone else needs help, or they're looking at something, and she wants to go help someone, then I can be like, oh, like, I saw her, because I have the best view, because we're standing in front of a mirror, and she's right next to me. Like, I know what's happening.
Okay. And
it's
get
like,
to watch her, right?
And I could
you
talk
to
her,
in
yeah.
front of a big mirror?
Yeah.
Like a ballet studio or some shit?
Like a dance studio, yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, I know. I want one of those so bad. Literally, my old room, I used to have, like, 7 body mirrors, like,
really?
Lined up so I could dance. Yes.
I love the look of, like, people used to, like, do all these different designs with, like, taking all these, like, full-length
mm-hmm.
mirrors and, like, taking all the boundaries off. the borders off and like doing like flower designs or whatever all around it, so it still looks cute.
Yeah,
but it's all together in a big mirror.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cute.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I'm like, I feel like it would be so fun to be like a dance instructor or something. But I'm like, I don't really know how to dance. Like, I know how to cheer dance and like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. Like, I wish I could learn how to dance so I could just be like a dance instructor or something and choreograph. I really like choreographing. So I hope that with these, I'm going to interview, I'm trying out for my job Sunday.
Oh, yeah. For the bungee thing.
She's got tryouts, auditions.
Yeah.
And I put myself right next to the teacher.
For a big role.
What? You got to choose where you go?
Yeah.
She got to choose where she's going to sit or stand.
And I put myself right next to her.
What's your strategy? You're just going to bring high energy.
I'm going to bring high energy.
She's hoping that she's going to be able to help somebody else.
Yeah, because like, I'm going to see her. So I'm going to know exactly what we're supposed to be doing the whole time. So then if she's going to help someone else and someone's like, oh, wait, can you do that again? I didn't see it. I can be like, oh, bow.
You're going
to
step up.
But I'm not going to do it in a cocky way. I'm going to do it like, I want to make friends with everyone. There's only 4 people in the class this far. So I'm like, I want to get there and like talk to everybody and just be like, hey, like, are y'all excited? Are y'all nervous? Have you done this? Like, I'm nervous, but I want this so bad. Like, this seems so fun.
So then and other so, people, like, are they trying out or you're trying out one as an individual?
No. It's a whole like class, like, to see. I don't really know, but it's like, I'm scared of the word tryout because I'm thinking like cheer tryout, like I need to have like my material prepared and shit, but I'm like, it's not like that. Like, okay. They're just like, it's an introduction, like it says that we're going to go over like safety and like the harness, like all the like shit about that, and then like learn, you know, what to do, whatever, and then just like kind of see, like it was just like, the email that I got honestly seemed like, I don't know, like, it wasn't like, oh, this is the tryout, this is this. It's just like, oh, yeah, like, all the new hires, we have them take this class, and then you pay $25 for that class, but then you pay $99 for, like, the certification, and basically you just, like, get a whole month, I think, like, free, but it's the $99, and they're like, you go, like, as many times as you want, so you can, like, learn the safety, learn the basics, learn the routines, learn the this, learn the that. But since it said learn the routines, I'm like, I don't know if...
You can make your own?
Exactly.
Oh, you want to make your own?
I want to make
but
my own.
But if nobody else, if they're not in there watching, you can, once you finally get your footing, you can really
put I like, all right, y'all, I'm taking over.
Yeah, let's get this music started.
I feel like if I was the owner, like, I would be like, yeah, like, if you want to make your own routine, like, hell yeah. Like, I feel like I want to give you a baseline because I feel like a lot of people, like, I don't know, like, choreographing is not everybody's jam, but I'm like, I really like it. Like, I want to make up a whole thing and like to certain songs. Like, I want to be like, "Baby got back, whoa, want to pull the duck 'cause knows that bubble stuck."
Okay, so
yeah,
right. Like, wasn't that fun? Like,
so you're kind of just dancing though.
But well, it's like you're on that bungee, in a harness, so you're like harness. Doing like it's a lot of like jumping and like big like woo, okay. Ooh, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe you should
literally
look up a video.
Have you
looked at videos of
it? Yeah, I've looked at videos of it. And yeah, they like do like a little run and like a jump and then they dive and then they like push up off the ground and they'll do a squat and then they'll go push up on the ground, squat. It's like a little burpee.
So it's kind of like workout dancing.
I don't know if I would really call it dancing. I want to make it more dancing.
It's definitely working out, right?
It's definitely, yeah, it's working out. It's like low impact working out. Low impact fitness, I think is what like what it was called, but
okay.
Yeah, they're like it's definitely like I don't know if they would call it dancing, but it is like there is a routine, so that's why I guess that's
why you
I would
want to
dance
dancing.
A little bit with it, do a little like home. Yeah. Like
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Right? I know.
It sounds like I want to go do it. Yes. But I don't want to take your spot. I want to wait till she's a teacher and then I can go.
And I'm going to be like, you know what? I got another instructor who's going to be really good. And then we'll all be instructors. We'll all be instructors.
Because it ain't going to be me. I don't have the
coordination.
Yeah. I don't think I could be that fun.
I'm a little nervous because, like,
You gotta bring high energy. But it's kind of like cheerleading, though.
Yeah, I think I'm high energy, but it's hard because, like, filler words, like, I feel like, I don't know, like, it's, like, hard because it's, like, because I think of this, whenever I was thinking of being a Zumba instructor, like, that, I'm like,
when is this?
Huh?
When?
I mean, in this time, kind of, and, like, I feel like that's something I've kind of looked into, but that's the one where you gotta have the membership and all the shit, and it's, like, you can only do these certain styles of dances, and, like, I don't really know, like, it was, like, too, like, rigid.
Too much.
And, like, I'm not gonna pay a monthly subscription for that shit, like,
right,
let me
to
do
work
my thing.
There.
Yeah, like, to, like, you have
you
to
pay
to be,
there.
To be an instructor, to be a Zumba instructor, like, literally for, to be Zumba, you have to
pay
like, so much money every month. And I'm like, I mean, I guess if you're, like, the Zumba bitch, like, maybe it'll be worth it, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm not the Zumba bitch yet. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
You'd have to have a big clientele.
Yeah. But even, like, the jazzercise thing, like, they're like, okay, ladies, like, pump it up. Go. Go. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I feel, like, a little awkward yelling like that. But then I'm also, like, spiriting and cheer was the most awkward thing. But, like.
Spiriting?
Yeah.
That's
like
where you do
yelling,
your own
you're
thing.
Like freestyle, like.
Okay.
Oh.
We especially in tryouts, like tryouts was the worst thing because you had to go from the corner of the mat all the way to the middle of the mat and like yell shit. So I'd be like, "Oh, go Bobcats! Let's go Blue! Like, let's go Crum! Go Fight Win!"
You're exposing. You're doxing yourself.
Yeah, it's horrible, and you have to like keep going like ah. And you can't say woo. You better not say woo.
You can't say woo.
You better not say woo.
Why?
Like, we weren't, I'm not allowed to say that word.
That
yeah.
was literally off limits.
That was for
woo.
My whole life. If you said woo, you had to run.
Hey, y'all!
You could say that.
I'd be going
but
like this.
You'd be like, woohoo! Like, no.
Woohoo.
No, you could not. But it's like, I
I'm
get it.
I'm not sure
like,
if
literally...
I've ever said woohoo, but I don't know if I've ever
woo-hoo.
Actually said
and
that,
people,
but...
whenever someone says woohoo, I'm literally like, ew, bitch. Like, get a fucking grip.
Still.
Yes, like, okay. I am not going to say that word. It's cringe woo-hoo. As fuck. It's like, absolutely not. Because woohoo's like...
But whenever you spell it out, now it sounds so stupid because we're really focusing
on it.
It is
so stupid.
Anything you, I think you could do this. Cowabunga. Think about how cool it is to say cowabunga.
Cool. I'm like, cowabunga, ladies, come on.
Cowabunga.
I kind of like it.
I think that's what the fucking turtles say. The Ninja Turtles say cowabunga. Anyways.
Oh,
when I heard woohoo. It made me think of Frozen. There's,
yeah.
like, some random-ass guy in the woods, or in the winter
yes.
storm, and he's, like, huge, and he's like, woohoo, makes him a blowout.
Yeah.
It's
he
so
says
fun.
Yoo-hoo.
Oh.
Is that, well, no, I'm asking.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yoo-hoo,
okay.
I think it is yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo, makes him a blowout. That's
yeah,
funny.
Yoo-hoo is pretty bad, that's pretty bad, too. It would
yeah.
almost be like saying
so
tee hee
like,
out loud.
Oh,
tee-hee.
God.
Tee-hee. Like, that, nobody really does that.
Yeah, no.
But it's just kind of a sound effect.
But one of my old clients, oh, Marsha, I love her. She would always be like, wahoo.
Wahoo? Like a fucking cartoon?
Yeah, sometimes like she's going to jump into
yeah,
water.
Yeah, like, if I would be like, oh, like, I'm going to this festival, like, we, or like, whenever we were, like, getting ready for Bonnaroo, I'm like, oh, like, we just got this, we just got this. And she's like, wahoo, that sounds so fun.
No way. I think I would have noticed
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Wahoo.
She's cute. She can do whatever she wants, and I'll be like, hell yeah. And she also says, what the hey? Because she doesn't like cussing.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
What the hey?
I know. I like it. I'm like, you're funny, girl. I like her.
It's kind of contrarian at this point because she still talks
so
like
cute.
She talked in middle school.
She's cute. No.
Well.
What the hey?
It's like saying, what the frick, dude?
What the frick is different. What the hey is funny. Turn that off.
I'm trying.
7:30?
Yep.
Friggin' clock says it's 7:30.
No.
I don't
know. She's cute. And she's like a grandma, like, or she's like literally a grandma. She's not that old. She's like probably like 50s or something. But she like, I don't know, like, and she's a professor. Like, she like talks like she's like talking to kids. Like, I don't know. She's really cute. I really like her.
She's a professor, but she talks like she's talking to kids.
Well, she's...
Yeah, I mean, those
kind
are
of kids
to her.
Kind of, I guess. If you're 80 years old.
I like her. I like her wahoo.
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 Nobody does that, though. Like,
it's in a song or something.
It's, bro, it's
like
just
a little ad lib.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what I gotta do. I gotta be like, yeah, what?
Yeah, oh. What is way more normal, though.
Hey, yo. Those get
are,
it?
Those are words.
I like to be like, hey, 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 hey. Hey, that's how I pump up the crowd.
Whenever you're whenever you're bungee jumping?
Well, I haven't bungee jumped yet, but that's what I'm thinking. Because that's what I do, like, at the rave. Like, I'm like, yeah! Or, like, if we're singing, if somebody's, like, one of my friends is, like, singing at the club, and they're, like, getting out, like, what? Like, whenever add they're singing, little, like, a little ad-lib, like, get them a little more hype, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not going to be like, woohoo! But I like Come On Ladies. That feels like workout love.
Ladies?
Yeah. Like, get fired up. About to get in. About to go in on them. Like, I don't know. I'm feeling really cringe right now.
But what if you got
a jet? No, I think you have a good chance of doing that, though. Because, like, you're going to bring a real intensity. I think they're going to all be whispering. And you're going to show up. You're going to bring a loud energy. Or you're going to take control of that class.
Yeah. But it's like, you have to sometimes. Or be like, hit it! Like,
hit it?
Yeah. It sounds really cringe on its own.
Band.
But if you're,
if it's like in the middle of the workout, we're like walking backwards, we're about to like go jump forward and do like a big
now
lunge or something, and I'm like, hit it, girls! Hit it, girls!
Yes! That sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks for I just feel like if you're in the middle of a hard, good workout,
and I'm like,
I don't
know,
get us more hyped, and then we all go, woo!
Yeah.
Yes! Woo!
Yeah.
We got this! Let's go, girls!
Or you could try out like a wahoo. No. It's this new sound.
I'm like, woo! When I say wah, you say who? Wah!
Woo!
Yeah. I think it'll be fun. Or let's go. Let's go is good. Let's go, Bobcats. Let's go.
Okay, yeah, let's go is good. Let's go is versatile.
Let's go!
Yeah.
Harder! I'm like getting these old ladies. I'm like, harder! Yeah!
You can do it!
Yeah. You gotta get them pumped up.
Put your back into it!
Put your back into it! Yes! Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That whenever they hit a good.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Old ladies breaking their backs in your place.
Oh, yeah. Better be. That's how you know they put that work in. No. They're going to be killing it. And everybody. Like, I'm like, I hope, like, I don't know, like, who the, like, is there people that go to that, like, regularly? Because I feel like whenever I've seen it and whenever I've
like,
wanted to do
it.
Like,
as their workout?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, you know, there's, like, jazzercise girls. Like, there's, like, pole dancing girls. There's, like, the aerial shit, acrobat shit girls. Like,
With the ribbon?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Or the shits.
Yeah. All kinds of workout.
Do people do baton workout?
Maybe. I'm not fucking mind. No, maybe not.
I mean, like, that's like a rave thing. Like, I feel like
people
there's, like, out of flow,
dance
like,
workouts?
For sure. Zumba. Yeah. Literally, like, crazy different, all kinds of shit. I would like to do that. I want to teach a dance class where it's, like, I just make up
whatever
a whole dance. And, like, we just do that. Because it's a workout. Any kind of dancing that you're doing is a workout. So.
Okay.
Well, you know, back in the day, they used to sell, like, shit on the TV that was, like, workout videos.
Yeah.
Like on VHS.
Yeah.
You know, you can do that on YouTube now.
Yeah. I can have my whole own.
Monetize your workout videos.
Yes. Have different memberships, different levels for these videos. I don't know. I would like to do it in person. I do think in person is a lot more fun.
Okay.
For sure. Have a little studio.
Mm-hmm.
You can do both.
I have an adult like cheer squad.
An adult cheer squad.
Yeah.
Never quite gave up on that hobby.
Well, I was never a cheerleader back then.
Try it out.
There could be an audience coach.
Yeah.
I can try.
Right, because I'm, like, not competitive. Like, we're not about to fucking, like, balls to the wall. Like,
why not? What if there's another Jazzercise studio next door?
Well, we gonna be balls to balls to them, but I'm not talking about, like, competing, like, NCAA, like...
Okay. Is that... Do adults do that?
Like, colleges, yeah.
No, but, like...
Like, adults?
Like, is there, like, an independent league, you know what I mean? Because, like, the NFL isn't college, right? There's college football, and then the NFL is, like...
It's, like, its official league. Well, they have official leagues for multiple things, like multiple types of sports, so
Or maybe it is
possible, but
there's competitive like teams. Like, I don't really know. Like, I don't know. I really haven't looked into it as an adult, but like there is
professional league because
there's like competition cheer. So it's like that is like a lot of that. Some schools were competition cheer, but then there were just some competition cheer teams, like not related to anything, just competition cheer team.
Okay.
So, that. But also the UCA staff, some of them are old. Like, not old, but, like, older. Like, adults. What do you mean? Like, whenever you go to cheer camp, there's, like, a whole staff of people who are teaching you all the material.
They don't have a league that they compete in, right? They're just teaching.
They're just teaching it, but, like, they, like...
Maybe that should be a thing.
Have a whole dance, and, like, they have their own stunts, and they have all their own stuff, because they're traveling and going to these different...
So they're still employed, basically, as a cheerleader.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
I'm pissed. I wanted to do that, but COVID, they didn't even have UCA tryouts. Or they did, but it was, you had to submit a video of yourself. And I was like, well, that's fucking dumb, because you can re-record a video 10,000 times. Like, that's not real. I'm not doing that shit. I was pissed. I was so pissed. Because if you make All-American, which I did multiple times, and then...
I'm sure the viewers have heard that a time or two.
You know what? Honestly, no. I don't really talk about cheer because I think it's embarrassing that I still like it. But I just do. Like, it's fun. I like it.
Don't be embarrassed about it. It was something that you did in school. If I did anything in school, I feel like I would be proud of myself for actually stepping up and doing something. I was too scared to do anything.
Yeah.
Sports? Otherwise? Yeah.
I think a lot of that has to do with pressure.
I would be proud of myself if so.
Well, I think some of that has to do with, like, your parents, though. Because I don't know if I would have done sports on my own if I wasn't kind of, like, prodded into it in the first place.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think that the reason why you didn't get engaged with... I'm not sure, but it seems to me that it's likely one of the reasons that you didn't get engaged with extracurricular activities was because your parents weren't engaged and kind of supportive in that way. Because I... As a kid, you don't know. You don't know how to go... make your own friends. You don't know how to go sign up for the team. It doesn't really sound that inviting.
Well, you can, like, be like, oh, I want to do it. Like, right. I feel like a lot sometimes of kids are, like, their friends are doing it or something.
And so it makes you want to do it. I don't know.
And especially, like, in middle school when it's more, like, school involved. Like, it's not specific, like, the peewee or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I did do basketball for one single year, but I hated every minute of it.
Damn.
Yeah.
But it was already, like, years and years after you could be doing it, right?
I mean, I was in, like, fifth grade, fourth grade.
I think it's honestly, it's hard for a kid to just jump on that train at that point.
We were only playing in our little middle schools.
Some people that are maybe really coordinated, maybe they could just start playing sports at that age. But you definitely have an advantage if you've been doing it since, you know, kindergarten or first grade. At least here... where there's a small school, I don't know. That seemed like that was important to me.
I didn't think so.
It's harder for people to break into it, I think. Especially if you're, like, a couple years late. You don't think so?
Not really. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I know I played basketball in, I think, 4th and 5th and 6th grade. And then, I don't think I played in middle school. Yeah, I don't think I played in middle school. But then, freshman year, I was like, I'm going to play. And I, like, tried out, and I was playing. And then, I was like, maybe it would have been at an advantage if,
if you started,
you know, I had,
you were,
like, been playing more.
You would have stayed.
Because, yeah, I was playing. I was playing a little bit, and I was like, I really suck. And, like, I mainly just want to do this so I can hang out with my friends. And so I, like, talked to the coach, and I was like, this is fun, like, thanks for letting me be here, but, like, I'm not trying out for this. Like, it was, like, a day or two in the tryout, and I was like, I don't think this is for me. And he was like, you know, like, I really appreciate, like, you coming to me, and I think you're a lot of fun, and, like, I know, like, you're friends with everybody. Like, would you want to be the manager? And I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I would. And then I was the manager for, like, all the way up to my senior year. And then my senior year, I was like, I'm not doing that shit. But it was fun. I liked it. And I still got to be with my friends. Because that was the whole thing. Like, even volleyball, I was not that good at volleyball. Like, I was not that good at volleyball. But I played, yeah, I think I played 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. I played volleyball for a long time. And then, yeah, I didn't make it my freshman year. But I got in trouble at the camp for, like, drama. And then I also told them that I would miss a volleyball game for cheer practice. So, I think that was why I didn't make it. But then it was really funny, like, after, like, I was crying because, like, I was sad that I didn't make it. But then I was like, no, guys, like, these are happy tears. Like, I'm so glad I didn't make it. Like, now I don't have to worry about this. And I was like, no, like, these are happy tears. Like, I'm really happy about this. Well, do you mean this? No, I did not mean that. I
definitely did that once. Maybe not with a sport, but definitely with something else. I definitely, like, was crying. And I was like, no, I'm just relieved. Yeah. And I'm sitting there so sad I didn't get what I wanted.
I think it was just, like, I knew that I wasn't that good at volleyball, and, like, I knew I had gotten in trouble at camp and made that comment, and, like, everyone knew, like, I was, like, the only fucking cheerleader in my grade except for one other girl, so, like, everyone kind of knew, like, cheer was, like, my thing, like, it didn't matter, so, yeah, I think it was all those factors, but I think I was just a little bit, like, it just was, like, it didn't really feel like it was my decision at that point anymore. Like, they said, you didn't make it. Yeah. So, yeah. And all my friends did. But, yeah. Honestly, yeah. I think I'm so okay with that. Now, at this point, in the grand scheme.
Really? Because you're crying and your face is red.
Please!
And you're tearing something up, you're gripping something and balling.
Volleyball was fun, but, like, I was just, yeah, I don't think I was ever really, like, that good. Like, I could hit it. I was a setter for just a second, so I got to do the second pass.
God, I was so bad at that.
I mean, I wasn't, like, good at it. Like, I think maybe I was...
It was so horrible for me.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. I think basketball, yeah, I really wasn't good. Because whenever I started, I was really tall. Like, I have got my growth spurt before everybody else. So, I was really tall. So, I was a post. And I would block them. Oh, yeah. And then, you know what was really cool? My all-star basketball moment is we had gotten a lunch before the game. And we were, like, talking. And we were talking about, like, different, like, trick plays and things we can do. And, like, I made a joke about, like, rolling the ball between someone's leg. And then we were at the game, and, like, all these girls, there was, like, 3 girls had me in a triangle. And there was no way. There was nothing I could do. Everybody was like, oh, no, oh, no. And I was like, ah! And I rolled it between the girls' legs, and we got it. Yeah. I don't know if we scored after that, but I was like, my teammate knew because we had just talked about that. Like, she knew what I was about to do. You built
team chemistry.
Yes. Holy like, it was good. Shout out Peyton. Woo. But
that's pretty cool.
Woo-hoo. It was so cool. Woohoo! Wahoo!
Wahoo!
I think that's how a normal person says. I've never heard someone say wahoo, but.
What did Brianna say? Yahoo?
She said woohoo.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Okay. That's cool.
Woo!
Even that. Who even really does that? Right,
like, why are you hooting and hollering like that?
Yeah, I
don't know.
Me, I prefer to scream like an animal. Dude, the or like other a day, gorilla. Whenever I have to make noise.
I haven't screamed in a long time. And, like, I have, like, a, like, literal, like, ear-piercing scream.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sometimes whenever I lose my voice and, like, I get scared, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to scream. And, like, again, like, my voice is never going to come back. Because Mom can't scream the way she used to. Like, it just does not come out, like... She just can't do it. And so sometimes whenever I lose my voice, I can't do it. And I get really scared. So I wasn't, like, I just hadn't tried to scream in a long time. But I was like, I like to scream in the car because then it's like, I'm driving, my music's loud, no one's going to be, like, worried about me. Okay. So if I scream right here.
I was thinking, where am I going to scream at? Yeah. I don't think I've ever just screamed.
Yeah, in the car while you're driving.
Never done
scream!
That.
Scream! Oh, my God. And it felt so good. And I can sure still I can scream loud and long.
I don't know.
Like, ain't no motherfucker kidnapping me. Like.
Amen.
I'm a scream.
Amen.
And then I thought about screaming help so I could, like, see how loud I could do that. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't.
No. Maybe there's somebody in your trunk. Yeah.
Well, it's good to just have a practice run. You know how they have fire drills?
Fire! Scream drill.
Yeah, test it out.
Yeah, because you never know. Because I'm like, that's what I feel like. I'm not that scared of, like, if someone grabs me, they're not going to cover my mouth fast enough. Like, I'm going to get a scream out. And it's, like, it's Amen. Loud as hell. You're going to hear it. It's not going to be a, oh, like, was that a scream? Like, no, baby, you're going to know.
That was a death.
It was a death scream. Yeah, it is, like.
Well, but if you were in the forest, I might think that you were a fox.
No.
Or a coyote.
No. It is, like.
Or.
Like, it is very high-pitched. It is very, like, oh, shit, somebody's getting fucking murdered.
Yeah.
But yeah, but. Or.
What? You don't save me because you're selfish?
Or skinwalkers.
That's what it could be.
I don't know. If a skinwalker can make that noise, baby, take me.
They can. We're out in the, we're out in the forest.
They can seriously make screaming.
I know they can, like, mimic your sounds. Shit. Like,
they can make screaming, you know? Human sounds. They can say, help me.
And they can say your name and stuff.
No. What?
Mm-hmm. Especially, like, the Appalachia.
I'm about to cry. Oh,
my God. Sometimes they can I sound like somebody that you know.
Dude, no. Let me tell you. Hell I yes. saw this TikTok.
This is good podcast material.
Yes, no. Sometimes on TikTok, I'll get, like, some crazy, like, Appalachian Mountain stuff. And, like, then everyone in the comments is like, oh, yeah. Like,
true.
So many people.
I live there, and it's true.
So many it people is say real. That. Like, it's fucking real. And there's so many videos. Like, so people will videos. Have videos where they, like, are, like, riding, like, a dirt bike through the Appalachian Mountains, and then literally they, like, ride through this one little spot, and it gets, like, silent. Like, all the crickets, everything just stops at one time, and it's dead silent. It's, like,
it
eerie.
Happens on a video? Or?
Yes, on yes. a full-on video.
Like, and it's, like, you can AI. See, like, it's not cut. It's literally, like, they're mm-hmm. on a dirt bike, and they're, like, yeah. It's crazy. But, this is what mm-hmm. I was gonna say. Mm-hmm. There's one video, and they're, like, there's two dogs. they have two dogs. They have okay. two dogs inside in their crate. And then they have, there's the same two dogs outside scratching at the door trying to get in the house. And, like, they're like, this is not our dogs. Like, our dogs are in their crate. But then it's like, that's how do you know that those aren't your dogs outside and the skinwalkers are in your fucking crate right now?
Crate them up. Just crate them up.
Isn't yeah. that insane? Like, that what would you would be fucking really do? You don't know which one's your real dog. Like,
I would die trying to save the fucking monster dog. Like an idiot.
Well, you don't. So you want to have? You want to let four he dogs in your know. House? You would let all four dogs in your house? You have two inside already, and you have
in
two
that
outside.
Crate that you didn't let out.
I don't think I could
but
say
if you
no.
Start second guessing yourself.
Yeah,
then,
I mean, it's like
and
it's
they
like,
look exactly
same
like
thing,
your dog.
They have your collars on.
Listen, Brianna's asleep in the bed, and then all of a sudden, Brianna shows up outside the house, knocking.
She's scratching at the door.
Some weird shit. I'm like, Brianna, use the dog door.
She's eating trash out there.
I'm living with the cats.
Yeah, the raccoons, you mean?
No, she was in the...
I was talking about living with the cats outside.
Oh, out here. But well, we're not in the Appalachian Mountains.
No, thank
oh
God.
Oh my God, though, dude.
And, no. That was insane. I was like, I don't know what the fuck I would do. Like, I would just literally sit there and start fucking bawling my eyes out. Like, I would be like, I don't fucking
you
know.
You can't
like,
sit there because they will eat you.
They're outside.
But if they're outside...
They will get you.
They
so
can't
you have to let
you.
Them?
No. I mean... Okay, no, I wasn't talking about the dogs. I was talking about if you were just out in the woods.
Oh, yeah, fuck no. I wouldn't be
if
out
you,
in the
you
woods,
could not
all.
Stop. If you yeah. were in the woods, you better keep going.
Yeah.
You better keep going.
Yeah, but what if I really think it's you, though? Like, I'm out there, I'm looking,
no.
and I hear a voice.
No.
So what's our code, then? How do we know? Whenever
pussy
we're lost... whenever we're in the
me and mom have that? A secret word, because
bitch.
I...
Oh.
I used to be scared that,
this is a good
like,
one.
She was, like, someone was replacing her and was, like, pretending to be my mom.
I
oh
remember
God.
Us
Are
discussing that.
Schizophrenic Schizo? Or something? Dude, honestly, I don't know. Sometimes I think I am.
It does
I wasn't, I wasn't actually meaning, like, schizo, but, like,
I,
you could have, paranoid. Like, a scared
I don't know. I used
scared?
To always think that I was being watched. Like, I used to always, like, yeah, we act talked like about people that. Were watching me because I thought I was always being watched.
Really? That like, kind of is
in my room,
almost...
like, I wouldn't do yeah. embarrassing shit because I was like, no, someone's like...
My theory for this is it must have been just like a sci-fi movie where we saw somebody getting yeah. replaced. Because I remember us discussing that, and I remember thinking, that is such a weird idea. Like, if our mom wasn't actually our mom, like, yeah. a different person came in and took over and just looks like her.
Yeah.
That would be scary.
It was scary as hell, so we had to make a code word. And I can't tell you, because, okay. like, just in case it happens.
You just in case okay. it is the Russians replacing your mom as a spy.
Yeah. But I really think it's get because, it. Like, I think I used to be scared of people watching me, because mom did used to always be, like, act like you would act if I was right there all the time. And also, in cheer, it was, like, you have to, like, you cannot have any emotion. Like, you have to smile all the time, because you don't know, like... You have to assume that everyone is watching you. You want everyone to be watching you. You need to be, like, working so hard everyone has to have their eyes on you. Like, you have to make yourself stand out. So you have to, like, get everyone's attention all the time.
You internalize this.
For sure.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. For sure. But I was like, I liked it. Like, I mean, I don't... Now it feels a little weird because, like, I was, like...
Okay. A child and impressionable
I wouldn't, like,
mind.
Be myself in my room because I was like, oh, my God. Like, no, that's embarrassing. Like,
yeah,
oh, my God,
you
sorry.
Wouldn't even
like,
be yourself around yourself alone.
Yeah, like, that's I would not pick my nose.
A little sad.
Like, I would, like...
I would do whatever. I did not care.
Yeah, my nose went unpicked.
I could have scratched my butt crack and not given a crap. Even in the store.
Not even in the shower.
I don't care. Not even in the shower.
Not even in the shower, dude. I'm not
that's,
kidding.
No, that's too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of crazy, but... It was kind of, like... Like, it was like an alter ego. Like, I was just this whole different person
Miley.
All the time.
Literally.
Yeah. I am
Hannah Montana. So. I want more ghost stories.
Okay,
that's what
story.
I want.
Ooh!
For
okay,
Christmas?
This is good. This is scary. Okay, go so ahead. Another one of the Appalachian Mountains. So, this girl is driving. She's like a visit the house nurse, like something, whatever. And so she's driving all through the mountains. And then she drives down this one road, and like, there's literally one. Like, there's only one way you can get to this house. Like, she knows exactly where it is. Like, it's this one
so wait, so hang on.
Road.
Why is she going to this house?
She's like a nurse. Like,
okay, okay.
something. She's
nurse.
Like, has to go. Yeah,
she
something.
Drives to the patient's house.
Yeah, okay. something like that. And so, she turns and goes down this one road. And there's this bridge that she drives over. And when, and it's, like, broad daylight before. And when she drives over this bridge, like, it is completely, like, pitch black outside.
What?
It's the middle of the day. Pitch black, nothing, like, dark as fuck, and she's just driving and drives to this house. She gets to this house.
She knows that it's gonna be like this?
She's
no, she
before?
Knows, she has the address. She has the house that she's going to, and there's literally one road that you can take.
Is she freaked out about it turning from day to night?
She was like, that was weird, but I don't know what
Does
the
it
fuck.
Go back
like,
to day? I gotta
well,
do my job.
Well, she was, yeah, going to this lady's house. Like, she just
Does
kept
it
going.
Go back to day?
Well, wait.
Like, okay.
Well, oh, yeah. Whenever she got the bridge, no,
so
it's staying
So, she crosses
night.
The bridge, goes to this house, pulls up.
Uh-huh.
She gets out of the car, and, like, this man is, like, outside working on a truck. And I might be getting this a little bit wrong, but, like, you'll get
yeah.
the That's point. Right. And so, she, like, gets out, and he's, like, talking to her. He's, like, hey, whatever, like, how are you? And she's, like, oh, hey, like, I'm just here for, like, Deborah or whatever. And so, she, like, gets her stuff. And she goes in, and she's, like, talking to the lady, whatever. They're sitting there. They're talking. And then she's, like, oh, yeah, like, it's scary here, like, out here all alone or whatever. And the nurse
oh,
lady
yeah, basically
is,
saying.
Like, oh, what do you mean? Like, there's that guy, like, out there working on the truck. And she's, like, what did you say? And she's, like, that guy is, like, outside. Like, I talked to him whenever I was coming in, like, saw him.
Literally.
Like, saw him, talked to him, the whole thing. And... Like, the woman is like, what the fuck? Like, and she's like, they're here. And the nurse lady is like, doesn't really know. Like, I don't think she really knew what was going on.
At this point, nothing is going to get through to her. It turned to nighttime and she still kept going.
Right. That's fucking insane.
Nothing's going
to
get through to her.
Anyway, and so the lady's like, you have to go. You have to go. And she's like, let me make you this. And
don't
she like,
force
makes her...
me to go back outside.
Yeah. And she like, makes her this like, special like, sandwich or something.
Special
and...
sandwich.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember if she was supposed to give it to the guy or, like, it's for herself, but it was somehow related to that.
Okay.
And she's like, now you gotta get the fuck out of here and don't ever come back. Like, don't ever come back. Then she leaves. Wow. Goes out there, like, runs to her car. I think she, like, saw him again. I don't know if she gave him the sandwich or what. I don't know. Went back to her car, got in her car, left, was driving out, drove back over the bridge, broad daylight again.
Okay.
Then, like, a few weeks later, trying to go part two? Out there.
No, she is not.
Why?
Just... I don't know. I don't know.
If for some reason this actually literally happened, why in the fuck would you go back? You've seen this with your own eyes. You're
maybe she's like, she's trying to tell everyone about it. Nobody's, I don't know. But she's like, no one's believing her. That's how you punch up the script. Guys, it's real. Yeah. It's real.
She goes back for evidence.
So she goes back. Yeah. And... So
she goes back and she's driving down this one road, the literally only road out there. Mm-hmm. And like that bridge never existed. Like, wasn't there.
Wasn't even there.
Wasn't even there. The bridge was not there at all.
So she was hallucinating it?
I think she, like... They, like...
Skinwalkers made her see it?
Yeah.
A location, though? They can just, like, hallucinate your whole mind?
I don't know how it works, but I was like, that shit is fucking weird. Maybe she's just
going
like,
fucking crazy.
Yeah, maybe
she's like, turned, insane. But in her... She just thought that she turned and realized she just kept driving down the regular road?
No. She went to this place. Like, she literally went. She went to a place that doesn't exist.
Did you see
a
video like this? Like, yeah. Did you see the whole video of her?
No. She was just talking about it.
She's just explaining the experience.
Yeah. But.
Damn.
Yeah. There's crazy shit. The Appalachian Mountains, like, that's interesting to me. I feel like I kind of like that kind of, like.
It really, really, really spooks me out.
Me too. But I'm like, there's no way I'm going there.
I'm so scared to be outside. Whenever I talk about it, I'm so scared to be outside. Like, it's so scary. Especially if I'm alone and I'm, like, watching the TikToks and I'm sitting there and I'm, like, in a deep hole watching about skinwalkers. It is so scary. Like, I'll keep looking out the window, like...
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I get scared that, like...
I really think they're just coming after me.
I don't think I'm really scared of skinwalkers. I'm just, like... scared. Like, if I... The Appalachian Mountains, that feels a little bit more controlled because I'm like, I know that I'm not gonna go there. Right. Like...
We're not there right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. But... I don't know. There, you would? Bitch, you are fucking insane! What do you mean? I'm so scared, but let's go! What?
Yeah, you're insane. That's, I know. Come on, it's a problem.
Kentucky.
I think that's a problem, but I would go. I would go.
Check it out. Would you go camping?
No. Hell no.
What, like, if, well,
the,
what
no,
if...
I would just only go during the day, because even though well, the day doesn't
gonna,
matter.
You're
doesn't
matter. Leave?
You're not safe in the day, you're not safe in the night.
Let's go on a hiking trail there.
Hell no.
Then we get stranded one night.
You get lost. It's I dark. Want a little uh-huh. last trail.
And then there's just a little cabin, quiet.
With one little light on inside.
Yeah.
And it's, like, flickering.
Yeah. You see somebody walking back and forth, and it's casting
but
a shadow
when you get
on the window.
There, there's nobody in there.
Yeah.
And then you close the door. Bam!
Bum, 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 bum!
Dead.
Yeah. You're or somebody's eight. Cool. Or they
or
do a lot more tricky.
On the door. As soon as you walk in and shut it, someone's banging on the door.
Bum, 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 bum.
The thing.
You look out the window, nothing there. What?
The thing, right? That's not the movie. It's not called The Thing. What the freak is it called?
Freak.
What the freak?
With the cabin and all the people.
The cabin in the woods?
And oh, Evil Dead.
That.
Mm.
Spooky. That's kind of what it reminded me of just then.
Man, I don't know if I. Why would the skinwalker thing be limited to the Appalachians though? Couldn't it also be here?
I think no. They survive in those woods and in those mountains.
Okay, because there's more cover.
Do you want me to look up some stuff about the skinwalkers?
Like, mom,
sure,
me and mom were talking about it.
I'm
going to
search it up on AI.
And she's you're saying, open. Like, all these people, like, they're, like, people who are just live in the mountains. Like, they never,
mountain
like,
people.
Got
they're
any
not
social
contacted.
Life. Yeah, and so, yeah. Like, she thinks that, like, probably some of them have been, like, you know, like, I'm scared I'm going to say this, but, like, if the government, like, they need to test some, like, crazy, like, drugs or, like, some somethings... That they would just, like, take the mountain people because the mountain people are, like, kind of loners. Like,
they're not
like, they're going to be, like, world, like, news or something if they go missing.
Sure.
So, they take them, they put these weird drugs in them, and then it turns them into these, like, some sort of, like, fucked up something.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I'm like, I mean, I don't know. That doesn't sound like the craziest thing, like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point because if it was, like, more efficient to just get... Because, you know, obviously, we already know that some testing has been done on people. Like that one Japanese.
Yes.
Was that a Japanese?
I can't. It's either 380, 830. It's some number.
It was like a military base that they were testing all these drugs. They were
testing on pregnant women and.
And they were like paid by America.
Yeah. The whole thing was funded. America paid them to keep it quiet so that we can have their secrets.
If we die after this episode airs.
Well, no, this is super well known.
Yeah,
this
is not like they released the files in like 2012 or something.
Okay, like the thing about the mountain people, that's pretty obscure. You got to be on those Facebook conspiracy reels in order to come across that. You got to, but the thing about that one military base, that's pretty. It's not deep.
No. That's like regular. Oh yeah,
it's well known.
Sorry, I might need a lighter. I need to clean it.
Well, be careful for the podcast. Don't make too much noise, okay? Anyways.
Can I read this?
Yes.
Sorry.
bitch. After you've been making fucking noises the whole motherfucking
time. I was bringing an ASMR quality to the podcast. I was upgrading the experience. I was elevating it.
You just said you were making fucking jingle bells because your fucking spoon hit that damn bowl the whole time.
And you it's know Christmas. What? And that's all creating an image.
Did you
oh my
that?
God.
Did you see
her? Yeah. She brought an ash into her mouth.
I didn't see anything.
Either. Coal for Christmas.
Shut up.
Santa's giving you coal.
At least and you Santa's know what? Giving me fucking something.
This fake drama that we have between us, this is helping to create an experience for the viewers. Because you're not really mad at me for eating. You actually thought it was cool.
Maybe not.
And we're creating this part of the script.
If I was like a control freak, like my sometimes wannabe, I would be like, no, don't eat your fucking shit. But I know that call you didn't want to do the episode anyway.
See?
So I'm like, okay, you fucking bitch.
That gave me leverage. Maybe that gave me power.
Right at the borderline. Okay, shut the fuck up so Brianna can read. Please, damn.
Oh, sorry.
Anyways, so skinwalkers have. They can do shapeshifting and mimicry.
Yeah.
It says encounters often involve figures that look like literally. Animals, but more unnervingly like humans.
Oh.
Or mimic voices to lure their victims.
Oh.
It says dread and uneasy.
Dread.
A strong sense of being watched, cold spots, or intense fear are common feelings before or during the sighting.
Guys, oh, wait.
The cold spots, though, is like a real thing.
Because that's what
you remember,
about
like
those.
The water? You remember the water, how, like, when we were in the lake and how some spots of it was, like, super cold and then, like, some spots were, like, regular?
I think we had skinwalkers in the lake.
No. That's how it is in, like, the woods. Like, some spots of the woods will be freaking freezing while the others will be regular.
You think that's because of skinwalkers? You think we had skinwalkers in the lake?
No, I think that was regular because of the water.
Okay.
But, like, this happens, like, in the woods by the Appalachian.
She was just using
spooky,
a comparison.
Yeah,
okay.
Spooky story. When me and Mom went hiking the other day.
Oh, this is good. I'm liking this as a podcast. I'm cozying
up. I like it too.
Up.
No, this is fun. I'm like, it sucks that, like, I do this alone because I wish that I could, like, have, like, a conversation and, like, go, like, into this shit with myself.
But
it's like,
so let's do it more.
You're going to have to pay me a third. You know what I mean? I'm not showing up for less than
33%. Okay. I want to. But I'm like, I don't want you guys, like, I know you're always a fucking bitch about it. And you're like, fuck your podcast.
I need to change the title. I need to change the artwork.
Well, just make
it
force him.
Okay, per. I know, that's why I do, like, saying, asking both y'all, because I know he'll say yes, because Brianna will say yes. So.
But I'm bringing in a new
shut up.
Audience, though.
Amen.
You're bringing in, we all have our own fan bases, like.
I'm bringing in, like, a younger, cooler, hipper
vibe. Yeah, Brianna, you
vibe.
Too.
I don't think I got anybody up in there.
I'm, like, tapped into the culture.
Okay,
I'm
anyway.
The one that's tapped into the culture. I'm the voice of reason.
Okay.
You're, like, the Amanda of this podcast. Like, you know all the, like, facts, and, like, you have all this, like, knowledge of, like,
the guy
actual
that's
things.
Cool.
Yeah?
The
yeah.
guy that's actually cool.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, I wasn't expecting you to concede that.
Okay, so.
Oh, yes, that is.
So, cool. Yeah, we were walking. So, basically, we went on this hike that we never been on. Stop. God.
Go, press play.
And so, anyway.
Go back to the
stop. And so, it was a 4-mile thing. Well, okay, actually, we didn't know. I was like, let's go down this hike. Mm-hmm. It's like, surely it'll wrap around. Yeah. Because usually they wrap back around to the parking lot where you park your car.
Maybe the skinwalkers changed the sign.
Maybe so. There was no sign. But anyway, like, we're just walking. And we're walking forever and ever. And, like, mm-hmm. we passed a map and I took a picture that I want to send to you. Because it has the QR codes to all the maps of the whole lake.
Oh.
Yeah. So we don't have to have the physical map. Okay. With
us. Yeah.
But anyway, we find the map at one point and then we just like keep walking. We're like, whatever. And then finally we're like, you know what? Like, maybe we should look at the map. Like, let's just see. Like, it's going to be getting dark like in the next like couple hours or whatever. Like, let's just see. So we look at the map and the trail does not go back around. It goes like one way and it's 4 miles long and we're at like 3.9 something miles and like we don't have much time. Like, we've been walking a couple hours. Like, we like, and it's like we're like in like
no one's
not
around.
In the woods, nobody's around. We're like in these like pastures and like there's a lot of trees for a while, but then it's just like pastures. Like, it's honestly really pretty when we should go there, but
middle of the night,
like there's a little trail, but yeah, like, there's, like, not a lot out there. I think we passed, like, 3 people the whole time.
Dang. Yeah. Like, super secluded. Super if I was secluded. A skinwalker and I lived in that general area.
So, we look at the map. And we're going to start walking back. Oh, and also, we saw all these tracks. And Mom was like, those look like hog tracks. Like, I think those are hog tracks. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, are we going to, like, get fucked up? Because, like, they're really aggressive. And she's like, no, they come out at night. So it's still daytime, so I'm like, okay, whatever.
Uh-oh.
Then, we're literally, like, out there, and goodness. We're like, okay, let's go ahead and turn around. Like, now we have to walk 4 miles back the other way. And so we're walking, and we're walking, and then, yeah, we're talking about the Appalachian Mountains. I was trying to. I'm like, Mom, walk faster. Like, come on. And she's like, honey, I'm coming. Like, she's just like, what? Oh, God. I was like, Mom, please walk faster. Come on, fuck. I was literally scared. But, we were talking about the Appalachian Mountains and, like, crazy stories, like, what we're kind of talking
that's
about right
insane.
Now.
That's insane. You're doing this in
you
the woods.
You yourself.
No, I was like, this is a little crazy, but, like, it's daytime. Like, we wouldn't be walking at dark. Like, we wouldn't put ourselves in danger. Like, she's an adult here. Like, this is fun. It's fun. Everything's fine. And then.
You were testing fate.
Literally, honestly. We're walking back and then, like, it's, like, cold for like a second while we're walking. It's really cold. And we're like, she's like I didn't say anything. I was like, no, I'm just gonna ignore that. Like, I'm gonna keep going. Like, I don't want to talk about that.
Just staring.
Like, I'm gonna pretend that didn't happen. And she's like, did you feel that? Like, it was really cold right there. Like, it was so cold right there. I'm like, Mom, shut the fuck up. Like, that's when there's a ghost around. Like, don't fucking play right now. Like, shut up. And then we're walking.
Oh my God.
And then it did it again. And then we're walking.
After she said something.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And I was like so scared. I'm like, Mom, don't fucking play. And then we hear like these little like rustles and leaves and stuff. But we heard them a little bit on the way out there. But like, and we saw armadillos. Those armadillos, like,
cute.
Yeah, like rustling in the leaves. They were really cute. But yeah, then we heard more stuff and we're walking back. And then it got dark. Like, dark. And then we had to go under the trees where they're like a tunnel, so it's even darker. Like, it was fucking dark, and now I'm scared of the hogs, I'm scared of the skinwalkers, I'm scared of the ghost, I'm scared of fucking everything, and it's dark!
Armadillos walking around.
I'm not scared of armadillos, but
they carry a
snake,
lot of diseases.
Like,
sure.
Yeah, it was fucking scary, but
yeah.
Once we made it back, I was like, thank God.
Jesus.
That sounds terrifying.
As long as you did make it back and the skinwalker didn't just take your place.
Even sometimes
I'm a skinwalker.
Oh, what were you gonna say,
don't
Brianna?
Say that.
No, I'm not.
We need a code word.
Yeah,
now.
We need a code word.
Yeah. Well, what if you make the code word with the skinwalker?
Yeah. See, the code way isn't a good way. It isn't the way to prove it. You have to put 2 people in glass boxes side by side and then ask them questions about yourself. And then, you know,
yeah.
Whoever
like
answers it is
movies,
shitty.
Like,
yeah, that's how movies do it. That's how TV shows does it.
Yeah. No. I feel like you can tell. There's always something that you can tell.
I don't know. So. I'm a vibrant, changing person. I'm impossible to pin down. I'm unpredictable.
That stank don't change.
Yeah, well, that's how you'd be able to tell. Shut the fuck.
Oh, I was gonna say.
What were you gonna say, Brianna? Please add it in.
I was just gonna say earlier, just a second ago. I sometimes get scared going in from smoking.
Yeah, same.
To the back door. When it's dark out by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared a fucking skinwalker's gonna come up and get me. Or that's a kidnapper or some like shit. Ghost.
I haven't had that in a long time.
I'm not scared of a ghost. I don't give a fuck about a ghost. Mm-hmm. They can barely tip a cup off the table.
Whoa, don't test.
Yeah.
No, it got cold.
Who cares?
Holy no, shit, no, it just got so ghosts. Cold for me.
No.
I got
no,
chills
no,
just
no,
now,
no, no,
audience members.
No, shut up. I rebuke this.
I think I heard a whisper of like, revenge. I think some of a ghosty, wispy voice said revenge. Hell yeah. Doing sound effects for the pod.
Mom that's doesn't like my zombie voice. I want to hear it.
That's pretty good. That
isn't
is
it?
Sound...
Like, I can play Walking Dead.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty fucking on point. I'm not even gonna do that. Oh my god. Now that's ASMR. That might be too much. I'm not listening to the podcast because of that. I can't handle it.
Shut up. Your slurp was way louder than that. Don't even get
I didn't
me
slurp.
Maybe my coughs were just way louder.
That's louder.
That's peaking the mic
everything.
Levels.
But...
that makes it a better listening experience.
Maybe.
It's more real.
It's real.
Yeah.
We're real.
We want the fans to feel like
hey,
they're
y'all,
really here.
This ain't fake.
This is, and it's 100%
live
4D experience. It's real. It's raw. It's everything that the human experience has to offer.
Her. That was a good sale.
Yeah. Too real. Honestly, it's too real. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry.
I can't burp on command. Oh. I was thinking about this. I want to learn how.
My sister can.
I don't think you want
people
that. Don't
why?
Do that. It's not good for you, man. Just let the burps come naturally. Don't force it.
I want to be able to make them go, like, big. Like, Nat can belch every
really?
Single burp she has.
I think
awesome.
Coda can, too.
And it's funny. Like, she's like this tiny little girl. Like
in burp.
Okay. Oh,
that's cool.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll have to have her do it sometime. I've had her do it for me a few times. God, that's
yeah.
so... That feels kind of bad. I just
why?
Have her do tricks for me.
Yeah. Dance, monkey.
I made her solve Rubik's Cubes a million times
yeah,
for
you
me.
Yeah, we're talking about that. That's funny.
Nice. Oh, something else. Whenever I was a kid, this made me think of it a minute ago. Whenever I get out of the pool, I would constantly, like, think, as I'm on the way climbing out of the pool, what if there's a
like,
shark
pulling
underneath?
You back in.
It's about to get me. It's about to get me. If it's, like, reaching out. Like, just imagine. I know it's impossible.
Really?
Yeah, I know it's impossible, but what if, as soon as I'm about to get out, it's about to grab me. It's about to grab me. It's about to grab me. And then I get there, and I'm like,
shh. I was always
I feel
scared
like
my
relief.
Bottoms were going to fall off every single time I got up out of the pool. Every single time.
See, but that's at least
off.
A real thing. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
I'm over here, like, in this little-ass pool. Like, a little-ass pool, it's not even possible, but I'm like, what if? And then it would kind of, like, it would, like, get my heart racing as I'm getting to the door, you know, getting
yeah,
to the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah.
It feels like it's right behind me. Yeah.
That's how I feel sometimes whenever I, like, am scared of ghosts.
That's
like,
how I'm getting
running.
To
the
door.
The
yeah, feeling
like, sometimes
right
I'm
behind
like, oh,
you.
Fuck!
Yeah, exactly. No! Exactly.
Looking around everywhere,
yeah.
I'm paranoid as
yeah.
fuck.
I get paranoid sometimes, too.
I'm
see,
not
so,
normally as paranoid.
That's what they're saying about fucking the skinwalker. You can feel like somebody's watching you.
Oh,
I feel like
let
you
me
could
finish
just feel
reading
it.
It.
Oh, please.
That's just that feeling, right?
It said,
yeah, like shit going up your back, like you feel a hair stand.
Isn't that
on kind
of the same? It's kind of the same feeling.
You can
I
feel
think.
Strong senses of being watched, but okay, it says it can appear, it can range from tall, gaunt figures to
gaunt?
Animalistic, like
skinny.
Goat?
I was thinking
like. Fat.
No. If somebody's gaunt, it's like they're lean.
Skinny?
They're lean.
Like a Slenderman.
Yeah, that's how I'm imagining.
Okay,
that's kind of what I'm imagining, but like...
Wings
well,
on the motherfucker.
It says, gaunt figures to animalistic forms with human features. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I've seen people talk about like seeing animals with like almost human faces.
I think I've heard of that too.
I saw people talking on TikTok. There was this bear and it was, like, dragging its back legs, and it looked, like, fucked up for a minute, and then, like, eventually it just gets up and, like, starts walking, and people were like, that's a skinwalker.
Yeah.
Like, y'all ever seen videos of skinwalkers? Yes. Like, people, like...
Oh, my God. Well, can we watch
skinwalkers? Yes! Well, not right now.
Okay. Not right now.
Not during the
podcast. Right, right. We're, like, watching this guy.
Right now, they have a second tab open. They're watching...
Skinwalker.
Well, let me finish reading this. It says it also sometimes resembles large wolves or coyotes with glowing eyes.
Oh my God.
And then it says the location of some of this occurs in remote areas, deep wood, or near isolated homes, feeding on fear.
I know you can't be scared.
It does say most of the times it's the Appalachian Mountains. Yeah. But it says...
They feed on fear. See, I like that story because it will, let me say this, from a storytelling perspective, a lot of times what monsters want is kind of either unclear or it's just kind of stupid. Like, if there's a demon and it just wants to kill just for the sake of killing, it feels kind of stupid to me. I'm like, really? Well, like, you're this supernatural being and you just want to, like, piss people off or hurt people or something? It feels pointless.
Well, I feel like usually want it because they need to, like, possess your body, so they have to, like... They feed off your fear. So if you're scared, it makes, like, you're more vulnerable, so it's easier for them to, like, get inside you.
I like that.
I don't like that. That scares me.
Go on, Brianna.
Sorry, I just want to say this. I don't think it is fully just some magical creature. It says it's specific to the Navajo culture, and then it says it's referring to witches with magical shape-shifting abilities, not creatures native to Appalachia.
Well, let me say this. What it comes down to is that with this category of creature, there's a lot of different interpretations.
There's also something called cryptids.
Cryptid, that's any type of, like, monster or beast or... Because cryptids, that's even Bigfoot, right? Bigfoot's also cryptid.
It does say Mothman, Bigfoot, etc. Legends.
But Bigfoot's not a killer, right?
There's a lot of different, like, traditions, though. What I was trying to say, yeah, probably somebody believes that Bigfoot is a killer. Some people probably do. But with the Skinwalker or the Wendigo or I believe the Native Americans call them Wendigo.
But that's like Skinwalker.
Well, but it doesn't have the exact same rules as you might be familiar with. Like, some of them, they have slightly different rules. The feeding off of fear thing, I don't think I had heard that before.
I've heard that.
I don't like that because people say that, like, about... I feel like that's in, like, the scary movies, like, where they're trying to possess.
The Conjuring, they're saying that the fear is part of getting the person ready to be
possessed. Like, it takes the weakest person. Like, that's what I get scared of whenever I'm scared of being haunted by a ghost. I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm so anxious right now. Like, I'm the weakest link. Like, my shit's fucked. Like, and they know that I'm scared, so it's going to be easier. Like, because I already think I'm crazy. I already don't trust myself. And so they're going to be able to, like, get me because I don't trust myself. And they're going to, like, make me, like, kill everyone or something.
Whenever we put this behavior in the pattern of all of your other weird shit about thinking people are watching you all the time. What was the other one? That other one was pretty crazy.
Like, my mom was going to change and not be
yourself. Yeah, see, that's a little bit... Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, I feel like the shit that I'm scared of, like, I don't really know people that are scared of the same things that I'm scared of. Like, the ghost shit, like, it really does freak me the fuck out. Like,
ghost shit? People love that, dude.
People love it, and, like, they, like, I don't think people really get scared about it, but I'm like, I get fucking scared. Like, sometimes if I see, like, some weird ghost, like, TikTok or something, like, sometimes I like to watch them, like, but it's, like, a weird, like... Scary. I don't like being scared. I literally feel so unsettled and horrible after, but, like, sometimes I just, like, to watch. I'm like, wait, what? Like, is it real? Like, what the fuck?
Skinwalkers, that's literally what I'm watching. Like, I was just, I got the chills. It was freaking spooky.
It's freaky. And then, like, after that, I'm, like, scared to go to the bathroom. Let me see.
There's, like, pictures.
Don't play the audio.
There's no audio. There's just, like, pictures. I had to skip past it. Look. It's, like, giving me spooky vibes.
No, it's just a guy?
That one's talking
about it. Is it an old person?
It's, like, a whole body. Describe what y'all are looking at.
We're seeing a various assortment of evidence of skinwalker.
This one was, like, what you were saying earlier. It says, Logan is already inside, so what's trying to get inside right now? Like, there's a, and then there's a picture of a dog at the door.
Scratching. Yeah. Trying to get in. That's dog. Fucking scary. No, I get scared because then I'm like, if they don't, like, I think I could convince myself that I'm seeing shit. Like, whenever I'm scared and whenever I'm, like, worried about a ghost, I'll be like, wait, did I just hear something? Like, but and then I'm like.
You've already convinced yourself that ghosts exist. Like, you know what I mean? If you're willing to go that far into the story, like, you're imagining this whole set of rules, this whole, like, hierarchy. They have rules and a method to possessing you.
Yeah.
You have this whole detailed account in your mind of all these things that are happening. Because.
Because I'm fucking because insane. Because
you walk through a little spot in the forest where there's some wind, where there was a little cold pocket, which you have to admit that there's probably at least some viable
reason to why there was explanation coldness for why there are
cold pockets. Is it possible that you don't totally understand how, like, air currents
move? It's possible, but I just feel like, I don't know. Okay. Freaks me out. It makes, you know what, okay. I do know? I don't know about the fucking air, but what I do know is that it's fucking cold when there's a ghost.
Okay. Because I just don't want the ghost taking all the credit for just a regular ass cold spot. When they didn't really do that. Do they deserve that credit?
Maybe the skinwalker deserves it.
Maybe. Yeah, if it makes you cold.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I could use a little skinwalker action. Like, it is fucking a consuming fear, but I'm like,
I like the ghost idea. It's cool. I've seen a bunch of, there was a show called Ghost Whisperer or something like that, where they help them go to the other side.
Finish their business.
No, it's nice.
But you're helping them.
Yeah,
you help them go talk to their family.
What she would do, what her sister would do, is help spirits pass over from this life to the other side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she would do.
Yeah.
What is that? What the hell does that mean? She goes to somebody's house and she talks to them?
No. The spirit, they're dead. They're spirits. So
she can just contact them.
The spirits come to them?
She can work from home. Yeah. Fuck it. It's all spiritual.
No, she's like walking around doing things.
I can do it over the phone.
My coworker, she would say that she would like see them in her meditation sometimes. And like one time a spirit came to her as that guy that I worked with.
Oh.
And
that guy that we don't like.
From my last job.
Okay. The main guy, like the front.
Shut up.
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyway, because they live together. She would say that one time something came in her room during her meditation as him and was like standing there staring at her. And she was like, like, get out. Like, what are you doing? You're freaking weird. And they were like, not like super cool at this point. And like, it was just, like, standing there staring at her, and then, like, eventually walked out and closed the door. And then she thought it was really him for a long time, but then she was like, what the fuck was that? Like, that was fucking weird. Don't ever do that again. Like, don't, like, why did you just walk in my room and stare at me?
She's talking to the spirit or to the real person?
Yeah. And, like, not at the moment.
Oh,
like,
later on.
Like, later on.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, no, like, I didn't do that. What are you talking about? Wasn't me.
Yeah.
But she said that some people would come visit her in her dreams. She said she levitated one time also.
Okay.
She said she levitated.
You know, if we're going this far, we might as well.
But she said they would come to her in her dreams and show her how they died. And so she was, like, having, like, these, like, nightmares, essentially, because they're, like, coming to her and then showing them, like, their, like, bad death.
Yeah, which is weird to me because if you're a ghost, you'd think you wouldn't want to talk about that much.
Maybe, but
I mean, come on, you got a whole life,
right?
Maybe
she has to go back to their site where they died to meet them.
I don't think she's doing all that. Like, she said they're coming to her in her dreams and she's
for help because she can help them, or do they understand the help relationship?
She's not even helping them. Yeah, that's kind of seeing them.
Yeah, I don't really know what she was.
She needs to be helping them. I don't know. I'm like, well, she, into well, this. She I love said, this. I would try.
I like talking to her about it. I'm like, I'm fucking scared, and I definitely like rebuke this shit. Like, I'm not into this.
I rebuke this. Oh, I'm settled.
See, I say that because that's what people say in the TikTok comments. Whenever I'm reading these like scary ghost stories and stuff, like there's people in the comments being like, I rebuke this, but I'm so interested, and I'm like, same. Because, like, I don't want this shit. Like, comments. I'm done. None of this shit. Like, okay. I'm not allowing. I don't want to get possessed. Like, I'm not fucking with that shit. But I want to hear about you getting possessed. Like,
okay.
But, like, don't fuck with me because I am a weak link. So don't come at me. Like, oh, I'm not. I don't want it. I don't think allow that you're this.
A weak link. That's.
Yes. But anyway.
Brianna was about to say something.
If she didn't have anything.
I thought I was in the middle of saying something.
Were you in the middle of saying something?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Well, I don't know what.
Well, we'll probably stumble back around.
Whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, my stepmom really likes to get wine drunk and make us go to the cemetery and use ghost reader things. Only on the phone. And
oh, yeah.
There has been times where, like, it has said things. Like, it would just, like, say words. Yep. Like, and I'm like... This is not fucking real. I do not believe that these apps are real. Because she'll be, like, sitting in the bathtub drunk. And she'll be, like, doing this with her phone, trying to hear things. And then, like, it'll say something. And, like, we don't have any ghosts in the house.
What?
No, I just feel it. There's, like, no ghosts in the house.
You can feel no ghosts? Okay.
Like, but it was just so funny. And, yeah, she would make me drive around the cemetery and then walk around the cemetery in the... It's, like, 8, 9 at night, by the way. Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Mom said they used to hang out in a cemetery.
Hang out?
Yeah. My dad hangs out in a cemetery, too. Why?
I mean, why is the cemetery so bad to hang out? If you're...
You know,
it's kind of creepy.
Well, go ahead.
Trying to contact the spirit, that's kind of a whole nother step.
I think so, but you're being there at night, I feel like you're in the spirit central. Like...
Well...
But I feel like when I kind of think, sometimes when I drive past the cemetery, I'm like, should I go? Like, should I go and just be like, how, like, hey, like, just like... remember everybody and just like, you know, just being like, you know, nobody's like, what if nobody's like been to their gravesite in a long time, which I know it's not like, I don't know, because then I'm like, that's still like, I don't want to be like, I'm not connecting with the spirits, like I'm not getting like in with the spirits,
no,
but just kind of being, just like looking at someone and like learning about their life, like being like, wow, like you lived this long, like what happened during that time, like what's your name, and we can like make up stories about them and like, I don't know.
Could also look up their
keep
obituaries.
The dead alive.
Yeah, like Coco, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
put a little candle on them.
Wonder what they did. Like, yeah, we could put, like, little flowers, little shits.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if they're just, like, don't... They're, like, they want to be left to their own. They're, like, fuck
Well,
off.
It's not like we're sitting there, like, hanging out with them forever.
I don't want these
like,
living-ass bitches showing up.
They kill us. No, don't be funny.
But they... But in your idea, though, they stay at the... They're, like, at the cemetery.
I don't know.
Where their body is?
Their body's there. Like, they're kind of there. That's where they live now. Like, anytime...
But it's... Anytime are they, like, piled
people
on top
are home?
Of each other?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Room.
Whenever,
it's like whenever, they get a letter when they come home.
Whenever I have my friends over and we're driving past the cemetery, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, there's a grandparent's house. Like, that's where they live.
Like, see, if they lived there, it would just be dumb as shit.
Why?
Because there's way too many people in that little ass space. They have to stay on the property?
Yes.
Because where their body is? In
What
in
a, else? They don't have any
maybe
other
Maybe they
items.
Stay where they died at. Remember that season of American Horror Story? You
well,
stay
I
where
do
you died at.
Wave, like,
it doesn't worry about, it doesn't matter where your body goes after that. Where you died at, you're connected to that place.
Yeah, like, I, like, whenever, like, my friend's mom that died, like, right off that street up there.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, I always will be like, hey, Kelsey, like,
are you contacting the other side?
No.
I could do a little ritual to communicate with the dead?
No, absolutely not.
You're trying to open
me.
A portal between the living world and the dead?
That. I've
the other
used,
side.
I've used a Ouija board.
You used
by myself and with other people.
Scary. By yourself.
Never again.
Yeah, I made my own, and then I've also used it with somebody else.
I have to sign
else.
That away. In the prenup, that's going to be in there. No Ouija board.
Well, I don't have one, and I did it when I was in elementary school.
Oh my gosh.
Why did you want
to?
Did you
have a dead family member? I tried to contact my little brothers. My
that were alive? Twin
baby brothers. That were they died miscarried? In my mother's womb. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's part of the grieving process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was a little kid. I don't know.
This isn't that crazy to me because, like, I feel like, I don't know, like, I don't think consciously right now I would not, like, do any of that. But I'm like, I feel like if my mom died, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know, like, I don't think I can live without her. Like, I feel like...
I would just like to say it's terrifying. I got super scared because, like, I was like, I want to make sure I did it right, and, like, there was, like, you have to make sure you have to say goodbye, like, so nothing comes into this world. Like, it's super spooky, and
yes. That is scary as hell to me. I'm literally scared right now.
I had a witch friend.
Oh, my God.
Like, what?
Did you burn her?
No. Actually, their name was Casey, and I worked with them at Walmart, and they talked to me one time about doing some form of curse on their roommate. Mm. They had, like, taken either some of their hair from their hairbrush or something, and they used a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And because they wanted them to make them listen or something.
No, that's even more insane. Yeah. I thought you were going to say give them bad luck.
No, it's mind control,
dude. That's crazy. It's
like something crazy, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like, that's just so weird.
I was like really kind of spooked out.
They're like printing out pictures of you.
It was around Christmas time, too. Wait.
It was a Christmas curse.
It's cold.
No. But I'm like, I don't really know how much I believe in that. Like, I don't feel like I really know that much. Like, whenever I think of witches at this point, I think of, like, sorry. That's cool. Whoa. Girls on TikTok that are, like, witches. Like, they're, like, good witches. Like, they're, like, crystals and, like, they're just holistic. Like, they're not like that. Sure. It's not like they're, like, doing these crazy curses and, like, all these, like, weird spell ritual shit. Like, they're just, like... do, like, more, like, holistic, like, they, like, make their little
owners.
Exactly.
And they energize their crystals.
Yeah, yeah, like, they, like, charge them with the sun and the moon. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's that crazy. I'm, like,
I think it's kind of, like, reclaiming, like, a culture. Like, it's people that, like want to have... They want to have a little spirituality in their life.
I like that.
I don't know. I'm like, I am scared to go in a witch store because, like,
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
But what do you think about all the other people? So, if you do kind of still believe in these rules in your mind, what do you think about other people? Like, they've crossed all these boundaries that you don't cross, and they seem like life is pretty normal for them. Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting, and it makes me more curious because with the palm reading thing, I was, like, on that whole kick about the palm reading. I don't remember that.
A little bit.
And I don't know. I'm like, it's so interesting because it doesn't... I feel like from Christianity, from what I learned, I feel like it was like nothing. Like, if it's not God, it's Satan. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all horrible. All of that is like... There's no good in that whatsoever.
In other types of like spiritual beliefs? Because there were times where, for example, even like saying like good luck, that represented a different religion. That represented, you know...
I don't think I really thought that deeply about it. But, like, the witches, like, the scary movies, the ghost, like, everything, like...
Yeah.
The voodoo, whatever shit, like, I don't know, like... Which, I'm still scared of voodoo. And I'm still scared of a lot of that shit. Voodoo's a little
spooky. Yeah. I don't think voodoo is as spooky as, like, witchcraft.
It kind of is witchcraft, though, isn't it?
But it's like, kind of Black different. Witch...
It's witchcraft. New Orleans.
Whoa. That's what it's called.
Yeah. Witchcraft.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like New Orleans because witchcraft is like, there's like because better voodoo... heart because they got fucked, didn't they?
Sure. You mean like by colonialism?
Maybe not. I'm thinking of...
What are you thinking?
A show.
Oh, and
you're thinking of a show.
Maybe it's related.
No, I'm thinking of Vampire Diaries, the originals.
Oh.
Sorry, they're witches in that show. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of fake witch. Oh my
God. That might be the real history.
They get fucked up in New Orleans. I don't know.
Well,
sorry.
Well, I don't feel like my understanding now, like the palm reading thing, like anytime, because my coworker that I was talking about, that the levitating and the shit.
Let's
like,
just say their names.
No.
Blast them.
No, I'm not going to do
fully
that.
Fully blast them.
I'm like, no.
I was kind of confused at first, but I get it now.
But, like, the way she talked about it, like, it was, like, in a very positive manner. Like, she wanted, like, she thought of God, but it was more, like, God and, like, all his little angels. And so, like, all these little things, like, we're being guided by our angels constantly. And we all have, like, seven angels or something.
Mm.
And so, like, when she's doing the palm reading, like, her angels are like giving her that information. Like, it's not like it wasn't like she's like speaking to these bad spirits and a thing. Like, her angels are always protecting her and like they're like leading her like through her life, kind of. I don't know. It just like wasn't like anything I've ever heard, and it was very like
she's got split personality.
It's like she's coming from like a positive. Probably. She's doing it for a good thing. Yeah.
Well,
it seems like she has a lot of
similar
ideas.
She's trying to have a good mindset about things, I guess.
Yeah. And, like, she's,
okay.
like,
there's
it's
something
for the people,
good to take
like,
from this.
I feel like some of the beliefs that she has are some similar beliefs that Christians
well,
have.
Well, but it sounds
but
like she's just trying to write those edges. To me, it just sounds like she's, like, trying to say, well, but it also fits with Christianity. I'm doing some type of weird, not accepted practice.
Could she have been changing up what she said just for you? She could be saying something different if she was to sit down and do palm readings for money.
Maybe, but I think even in her own mind,
she
really
wants
to convince herself.
She offered to re-buy palms. Like, she's just into the shit, and she would try to do, like, stuff on us. Like, she did, like, all of our, like, chakra, like, and our, like, birth charts and, like, some random shit. Like, I don't
tarot.
Know. She, like, not, yeah.
No,
she didn't do tarot. She, I don't know, like, there was different things, like, she was just learning about us, she was just interested, and she's like, I really want to heal, like, I think, you know, the more that we know about ourselves and each other, like, the better we can connect and, like, grow, and, like, it seems like she has, like, a good mindset, like, I'm like, I want to grow, I want to learn as much as I can, mm-hmm. I want to, like, be able to get any perspective that I possibly can, but not believe it as the truth, believe it as what it is, and just, like, see what resonates, what doesn't.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I'm still a little scared.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be into it. I haven't really done any of that, honestly. Coda's not gonna listen to this too early, but I got her some candles with crystals in it. She really likes crystals. She goes into witch stores and gets crystals, but she doesn't...
Yeah.
I don't think she really charges them or anything. I don't think she does anything.
Yeah, she just likes them.
She just likes the crystals.
And it's like, I feel like the first time I brought up crystals, and me and Mom talked about it, she's like, no, because they're worshipping these crystals, and you're only supposed to worship God.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
like,
interesting.
That's the whole thing. And so I was like, well, I feel like, because I first started seeing them, like, I mean, mostly on TikTok, people are like, oh, and this crystal. Like, the crystals, like, had a huge era, I feel like, a few years ago. And, like, everyone was doing them. They're talking about this. They're like, and this one's for this, and this one's for this. And, like, you just carry this one. Like, I wear this one on me every day because, like, it's my good luck. And, like, it's making sure that I have a good day and keeping me positive. Mm-hmm. And, like, they just think that it's just, like, an added little, like, good luck charm.
Helps.
Like, it's not, like
yeah.
I don't really feel like they were, like, worshipping it, being like, this is everything, like,
no,
I don't know.
Just, like jewelry or, like...
Right, it's just, like, people, like,
a little
like,
charm
like,
bracelet or something.
Yeah.
You know,
honestly,
what else?
Like,
it's
your
kind
favorite
of the same
pair
thing.
Of socks.
Yeah,
or
your good luck socks.
Whatever.
Like, if you don't wash your socks before the basketball game, like, some weird,
good
like,
luck
shit
something.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 I agree.
So, I'm like, I don't think it's that crazy, but I still feel, like, a little, like, scared. Because
yeah.
I don't know. But I like when other people do it. I like to hear about it. Like, it's cool. I feel like I'm, like, watching through the window. I'm, like, like, I'm not allowed to do that, but I want to see.
You should. Well,
no,
we should experience that.
Crystals?
Maybe. I don't
something.
Know.
Something.
Something.
Looking at
but...
a store, at least. God.
Okay.
it's pretty in there.
It is pretty. Actually,
I've been to a lot of, like, maybe not witch, full-on witch stores, but,
it's
like,
a little witch,
I mean, like, witch hippie stores.
Exactly. And they're
those cool, are, like, I really do like them.
Yeah, I see them on TikTok. They've got and, a lot like, of
incense
my,
and stuff.
Yes, like, they just have cool, like,
tapestries, yes, backpacks, sometimes clothes.
Earrings, cool jewelry, flowy okay clothes. Like,
can we go when I turn 21 so I can go in the back?
What's in the back?
Normally there's... have you never seen... Okay, well, our... Okay, we had one where I grew up, and there was, like, a adult section that you could buy, like, weed shit for.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically like a fucking smoke shop in the back.
That's cool.
Oh. Yeah. But it's already a hippie store, so they're probably going to have cool items.
Yeah.
I want to at least look. I never even attempted to what go happens, back there
when
I was a kid.
What happens if you walk in there and you feel cold immediately? As soon as you step in,
yeah, and mom's
the hair on your neck stands up.
Mom's scared because you don't know the owner and you don't know, like, what if they're praying for you as soon as you walk in? Like, what if they're doing something? They have shit and all,
praying
like, they've prayed over
you?
All the, or, like, they've, like, put a spell on all these little things.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like that fucking devil shop.
What are you talking
about?
In
Rick and Morty.
Oh, sure, like everything's cursed?
There's a cursed item shop where the guy sells cursed items for free.
It's like based on
a
book.
But there's a price to pay or something.
Yeah, it's like based on a book.
That's what that sounds like.
I mean, theoretically, the way that I'm hearing it, how you're describing it, why not just put a curse on the fucking door handle?
Hmm? Yeah, right?
Curse the floor.
So you get them all. And or then, while they're in there, like, if you get a piece of their hair, or, like,
oh,
cool. You get,
they,
like,
they
their fingerprints
your hair
on something.
To
or
curse
something.
Everyone? Or to try
that's
to
insane
possess them?
That's
to
insane.
Pretty much, like, just bad. Like, if they put something bad on you, like...
Make you have bad health.
That's
make
just insane
get
thinking,
off.
I think.
Witchy, like...
They're not going to immediately be bad on you unless
that's
you
what I
fuck
think
up.
I feel like my impression is that, like, any of this is all bad regardless.
Nah.
But I'm like, I don't really think so. The more
people
that I
are
hear,
not
like,
bad like that.
I agree. I don't
and
think that people are bad. I think
people
and
could
also,
be witches, but they don't
they
they're not going to
be witches.
Mean.
They could be, and it's
right.
Like they're probably doing shit.
They've got their own lives to live. They're
right.
Not worried about killing every
sure
soul.
But if we are giving into the Christian worldview and mindset to even like that, so much of what we're saying, what we're talking about, how we're looking at this is based on the Christian worldview. And in popular Christian belief, yeah, all this shit is off limits.
Mm-hmm.
It, I mean, maybe there, there's a lot of Christians now that they're like, oh, this is cool. This is okay.
Yeah.
I can do this and be Christian.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of Christians wouldn't believe that that's okay. You know, and I guess you'd have to draw the line somewhere, right? Because everybody disagrees about
yeah
what laws should exactly be followed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we give in to the Christian worldview, then couldn't these people just be being manipulated by the devil? And then,
yep,
and then
that's what it is.
So I'm not. Maybe they're not evil, but it's just like, well, they got possessed.
Yeah,
because
it's the devil. Because that's
do
what it
he
says.
Has them open up
it's
a witch
like
shop.
The devil will disguise himself as like these fun, like shiny, bright objects.
Okay.
And that's
like,
how he gets you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like a Christmas tree.
Excuse me.
How long have we crushed
we've been
this
going
episode?
An hour and a half,
let's crush.
Yeah.
Let's send these guys home.
Well,
back
it was
to their
like
families.
Getting good. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Merry
yeah, yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Well, I still
want to
talk about it.
Merry
so
Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas
Eve. Merry Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas tomorrow.
Woo 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 woo.
Wahoo!
Wahoo! Okay. Love you. Bye.
Title of the episode.